You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies reporter, Todd Zielecki. Todd, you basically boiled the entire Cole Hamels news down into one sentence in the lead of your story today. You said this was not the news the Phillies needed. How significant is this? Minor sit out a start? Is this maybe DL bound? What exactly are we talking about with this injury to Cole Hamels?
You know, this isn't much of an answer, Matthew, but I think it's kind of in that gray area. You know, he could either miss a start, or they could look at it after an exam with the team physician and say, you know what, let's just put you on a DL, rather be safe than sorry type of thing. So I don't think we know quite yet, but obviously, let me put it this way. They don't think it's serious, which is good news, but I don't think that they're certain yet that it's just going to be a one-start type of thing. So I guess it's encouraging that they didn't just flat out put him on the disabled list today, but I think we'll know a little bit more in the next few days.
They were already down Jerome Williams. I mean, there's not a lot of quality starting depth here anyway. Just from a nuts and bolts perspective, what do they do in the rotation to sort of keep having guys to start every 5 days?
Yeah, it's really becoming an issue, and that's why earlier this week, talking to Ruben Amaro Jr., he was asked, you know, hey, could this kind of rush Aaron Nola to the big leagues? He just got promoted to AAA. And he said, no, we are not going to rush him up here before he is ready. But I really think at some point there is going to be a breaking point where they're going to have to have somebody come up here and pitch. You know, they have Adam Morgan in AAA. He was a pretty highly regarded prospect till suffering an arm injury, and he's pitched okay recently. I think he could be an option. And then they still have Severino Gonzalez down in the minor leagues, and they've kind of seen what they've gotten out of him. He's a four-inning, five-inning type of starter. Not overly impressive with his stuff, but yeah, it's becoming a real grind at this time to find somebody, and I think it's safe to say that we're going to see Aaron Nola in the big leagues probably before September. You know, whether it's in the next few weeks, I'm not sure, but definitely he's coming, and I think he'll be coming relatively soon.
The other significant news from the Phillies in the last couple of days was not an actual development, but just some conversation. There once again talks about the future of the general manager and the manager and even the guy above them. So, first of all, there's a lot of Ryan Sandberg as our manager, but two things. One, you noted that may not be entirely Ruben Amaro's decision to make, but two, the tone doesn't seem to be we're sticking with him no matter what. Tell me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like the tone is more he's our manager today.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. And here's what I think is happening. There was a report earlier this week that Andy McPhail's kind of been targeted by Phillies ownership and Phillies president Pat Gillick to become his replacement. And if it is McPhail, I think there's a great reason to believe that it is. Even if it's not McPhail, I think Pat Gillick is looking at it like this. We're not going to make any changes right now because I'm not going to be the team president at this point next season or even next spring training or maybe not even at the beginning of the offseason. So we're going to wait for the new guy to come in, and that's why I think everybody's saying, you know, yeah, Ryan Sandberg's our manager now, Ruben Amaro is our general manager now, but I think that at some point there's going to be significant changes just by the way that this kind of game works. You know, if you have a new president, he likes to have his guy as general manager, the general manager usually likes to have his guy as manager, and the manager likes to have his own coaching staff, and that's just kind of the way it works, and that's kind of the way I think this thing is going to be headed at some point.
It is abundantly obvious that it is not fair to judge Ryan Sandberg on wins and losses. He was not given a roster that should be a contender. But even with that said, there are ways you can judge a manager when he doesn't have elite talent. How does the team compete? How do they play the game? Those kinds of things. Is the organization seeing what they want to see from him in this second full season as he tries to develop into a quality big league manager?
You know, I asked Ruben a similar question yesterday because you look at this roster a lot. You know, but yes, certainly there are. You have the Utleys and the Howards and Papelbons and Hamels and those guys. But there is a lot of young talent, and some of that young talent has been optioned to the minor leagues and brought back. You know, Jake Diekman, Cody Ashe, Darren Ruff. You've had some other young guys just kind of struggle this season, and so you really have not seen, in my mind, much improvement from enough of these young guys. You know, Ruben, they'll point and say, well, hey, Freddie Galvis has played okay. You know, Michael Franco has played okay so far. You know, Dominic Brown, who opened the season in the minor leagues, he's not really given, you know, he didn't really show much over the past season and a half. So I think the Phillies look at it, and they haven't seen as much improvement from the younger players as they would like. And, you know, and Ryan Sandberg's big calling card, the thing he really stressed was, with me as manager, we're going to be a fundamentally sound baseball team. And that's also been lacking. Now, you can make the argument of, well, can you teach players that can't do it to do it, which is a fair question to ask. But you know how it works, Matthew. And even Ryan Sandberg said this yesterday, you know, managers are ultimately judged on wins and losses. But I think those other things right now aren't necessarily where the front office would like to see it.
What's the sort of overall level of satisfaction to cite the great and actually ultimately surprisingly accurate Chuck Lamar quote from a decade or so ago with the Rays? You know, this is a really strong organization by any measure other than wins and losses at the major league level, which was hilarious out of context, but see what the Rays went on to do, and he wasn't entirely wrong. It's a long setup of saying, what's the kind of level of satisfaction with the organization beyond the big league level, how they are developing talent? I mean, there does seem to be, there's some interesting guys, there's talent at Double and Triple A. Is this maybe a more, for example, for a president to come in, is this maybe a more desirable organization for somebody to come in than maybe it was a year ago?
Yeah. I think so. I think they're seeing some good improvement and some good movement from some of the prospects. You know, some of the guys that they acquired in trades in the offseason, Virginia Rounds and Marlon Byrd. So that part is encouraging. I do know that the Phillies front office does like what they see from some of their minor leaguers right now. So that's encouraging for an incoming president. And what I also think is encouraging is that if you're going to be the new team president, the Phillies are going to spend money. So while you're not going to be able to turn it around next season, and maybe not even 2017, once some of these prospects start turning around, then the organization is going to say, hey, all right, you need a left fielder. We've got the money. Let's go out and get a left fielder. So this is an organization that is going to be willing to spend money. And that's the other thing I think is attractive, is that it's going to take time, but when it becomes time, they can maybe fill in those spots with some free agents to really kind of get things going in the right direction.
Is there something of a parallel? I mean, obviously they hope there's a parallel to the Astros because the Astros are going so well right now, but is there something of a parallel to the Astros where there is money to spend? You know, that's kind of, there's certain clubs, the Cubs maybe actually are probably the better parallel. When you're a big market club and you rebuild, that can come quick. I mean, is there a perception that after the groundwork is laid over these couple years, that those next steps from being fifth place to first and second could come quick?
Yes, that is the perception in the organization for sure. I've heard a lot of people say that, and it's kind of related in terms of how they're handling these veteran players right now. A lot of people are saying, why don't they just get rid of them just to get rid of them? But the Phillies are not in a salary dump situation, and they're trying to, you know, they're willing to eat some money to get the right prospects back. So that's another thing I think could kind of get them moving more quickly. You know, if this is a salary dump situation, a lot of teams could say, hey, we're not going to give anybody back because we've got to eat all of Papelbon's salary, we've got to eat all of Hamels' salary, or, you know, we've got to eat all of Ryan Howard's contracts. So, but the Phillies, again, because they have money to spend, they think they can get this thing, you know, they think they can go from point A to point B a little bit more quickly.
All right. Well, Todd Zielecki, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.